Ghana has appealed against any immediate and significant cut in aid flows now that she has attained a middle income status. Such move may hamper the gains the country has made. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Alhaji Mohamed Mumuni, emphasized that the attainment of middle income status does not automatically eliminate poverty and other development constraints. He was speaking at a validation workshop in Accra on a report on Ghana's attainment of the middle income status. Irabna Paha and Vero Say were there for Radio Ghana.
Ghana's attainment of middle-income country status ignites the country about what it holds for the country's relationship with its development partners in terms of development assistance and achievement of its development goals, especially the MDGs. It is against the background that the validation workshop takes on its special importance. Alhaji Mohamed Mumuni said the distance between low-income and middle-income status is of great practical importance, as the disagreement between the two incomes determines the terms on which government can borrow and assess bilateral development assistance. According to the MIC status report, Ghana will face challenges such as moving beyond the constraints of strengthening middle income indicates food security, increasing agriculture productivity and income. The reality of the situation is that despite the impressive output of the Ghanaian economy, there are still challenges which will require external support to address.
We need a lot of infusion of funds. We need to be able to capacitate and energize our programs to be able to really get back on track in terms of achieving MDG 4 and 5, and which means that we need substantial amount of foreign direct investment into the economy to achieve it. And if we are categorized as middle-income country, it will really reduce our ability to attract investment into the...
The UN Resident Coordinator, Mrs. Ruby Sandon-Rogen, said despite the change in Ghana's status, it is important to maintain perspectives. Middle income status is based on average income, adding that averages can hide major disparities in income distribution, in the average prosperity of different regions, and in opportunities that different individuals and groups face. Accordingly, a key task for the government and policymakers will be to ensure that expectations regarding the wealth Ghana will derive from oil remain realistic. She said, in order to derive long-term values from these resources of credit, Ghana will need to strengthen its institutional and individual capacities.
That was a report by Rabda Paha and Vera Osei.